Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Good morning, Seattle. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. This morning, it is being hosted by us, special guest hosts. I'm Lee, and I'm here with Yvonne and Greta, and we are the hosts of a podcast called Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, which you can listen to Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or you can find us on your podcast hosting services like iTunes or Spotify. So welcome, ladies. We are filling in for Dr. Pat today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lee.
Good morning. Yeah.
Right. We need to give the audience to let them know that our program today is going to be based on a quote from the Realm of Beings. So Lee's going to read that to you, and then we're going to have a lively discussion for the first segment on that quote. We come back and we talk about the quote again in the second segment. And then the third segment, you get an opportunity to hear the actual Realm of Beings. And they are beings that do not have corporal bodies. They are definitely thought, pure thought beings. And they give thoughts on the quote that they gave me, and they'll come through me. So you may see me change a little bit. You may hear my voice change, my mannerisms, and that's because they're using my physical body to discuss, to further discuss the quote with you. So I'm going to turn it back over to Lee, and she'll get us started.
Yes, that is our show in a snippet. So if you want more information about us or the Realm of Beings, please find our very first intro episode of the podcast to learn more. This week, we are going to be talking about the quotation, "Release and live your life to the fullest. There is no limitation unless you create to be limiting." Living life to the fullest. How exactly do we do that?
Well, see, the interesting part about that, Lee, is that we are actually living it to the fullest. Because everything we do, everything that we encounter are lessons for us. Some of the lessons seem a little bit tougher than others. Some of them are great and we enjoy them. But we want to let the audience know that we talk about creation of reality. And that means everyone creates their own reality all the time. You're constantly creating reality. What is reality? Reality is choice. What choices do you make? Something very simplistic is when you get up in the morning, do you put, and you're going to stand, do you walk forward with your right foot or your left foot? That's a creation of reality. That's a choice. If you're at a restaurant, let's say at an Asian restaurant, and you have a choice of eating with chopsticks or eating with a fork. If you choose a fork, that's a creation of reality. If you choose the chopsticks, that's another choice, another reality. And their probability is all connected with that. But right now, we want to really focus on you understanding that because you create your own reality at all times, because you're making choices all the time. You never stop. Even when you're sleeping, you are still creating reality. You're just in a different realities. There are many different types of realities. So in this reality, we would like you to stay with us a little bit. If you don't really accept that concept, just listen to it. It might be something that you might want to look further into at another time. But if you stub your toe, you created that. If you sneezed, you created that. If you cut your finger, you created that. At every moment, you are creating your reality. I see Yvonne smiling, so that lets me know she really wants to jump in here. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wholeheartedly support, obviously, since I'm on the podcast and live my life with that. How should I say that concept, or I don't know, lost for a word right now, but it wasn't always like that in my life, creating, understanding the creation of reality and realizing that, you know, that I had so many choices, and the choices are infinite, and the choices, once again, could be limiting, or what we perceive as limiting, or as we make those choices joyful and freeing and liberating. So I think that's where the quote today is headed. Release, again, I'll just repeat it just to keep it fresh in everybody's mind. Release and live your life to the fullest. There is no limitation unless you create to be limiting. And when we say release, I don't want to go off track too far yet, because we always do end up going off track during our show. But release, I think what we're talking about in this quote, in this context, what we really would like to just dive in a little bit further is releasing limiting thoughts, limiting emotions, limiting what we call mental equivalencies that cause things to show up in your body, these accidents, these diseases, these things that are out of balance. So yeah, that's my little opening take on everything. Like, you know, just, I guess we want to go a little bit deeper into what those things are that create limitation, that we create limitation in our lives.
I'd like to add on to that by saying that when we talk limitation, it's a perceived limitation. And it's going to be based on your personality. It's going to be based on your cultural framework, your religious framework, how you were reared in your family, what type of mother and father you chose to assist you. Because this environment that we are all in is about learning lessons. The beauty about it is that to learn the lessons by saying, okay, I don't want this lesson anymore. That's the learning. If it's something that you consider to be angst or something that you feel is heinous, then change it. It's as simple as that. I know when you hear me say it, you say, oh, Greta, that is just too simplistic. And I've been dealing with prosperity and money issues all of my life. And I've been trying to think as positive as I can. And, the stuff is still here working in the opposite direction from what I wanted to work. So then during this episode, we'll talk about some things that you can do to you, to yourself, to help you change realities that you have created that you no longer want. It may be that you're in a loop. And a loop means that you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's like an example of that is that maybe you had a challenge with your father, and the husband that you married is similar to your father. So you actually married your father. And then you decide, well, I want to divorce that one, and I'm going to marry a third husband. So you marry a third husband, you're still having the same challenges, and you realize that this third person is like the first person, is like your dad. So you're in a loop, and you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. So, and you're not in a state of enjoying the situations. Or maybe it's temporary, you enjoy them, and then you get into the parts of it that are not so nice that you want to change. So we're about change. That's why we call this program Shifting Impressions. We want you to shift, to assist you in shifting some of these things that you don't want to experience. Lee, what do you have to say about this?
I have to say that, you know, when you were speaking just now, I was thinking when you gave that example about a person marrying several people that are, and they find themselves being caught in a loop. And oftentimes, we've been talking about this a lot on the podcast. We would like to, somehow we've gotten into this trap of blaming the person, you know, instead of what we try to, speak of on our podcast is that it's always about you. We try to really hone in on that. You know, often we would like to be in these relationships with these multiple different people and say, oh, it's just, they're never the right one. It's not, I can't attract the right person. But the only thing that is consistent in all of those relationships is you. And oftentimes it is difficult to make that, we could maybe understand it, but to actually admit that we are the constant factor in those various things, various situations or relationships. But we must start taking responsibility for what we're creating and how it shows up. So that's what our aim is in these conversations that we have every week, to grab people's attention, and maybe we want to have them shift. And we're in a place where people should be looking within themselves for what's going on in their life, not looking outside and blaming their upbringing or cultural framework and all of those things. You know, it's about them and what they're creating and what they need to change.
Definitely, definitely. And want to say that, to reiterate what Lee has said, is that we like to look outside at another person. You're the problem, we say. You're the one that's doing this. Or you hurt me. See, once you understand that you create your own reality, you understand that there is no limitation whatsoever. You also understand that nobody can do anything to hurt you. I don't care what it is. If you get slapped in the face, don't look at the person who slapped you. Turn around and look at you. Why? Why did I create to be slapped? Why? See, this is important to find. And the answer is internal. The answers and the challenges are always internal. They're never external. Because when you look outside of yourself, there's a certain amount of illusion attached to that. In fact, let me eliminate that, a certain amount. There is illusion attached to that because you think the other person was the one that's responsible for it, when in actuality, you're responsible for yourself. It's like when people come to me and say, I'm angry at so-and-so. I said, well, then if you're seeing anger, you're feeling angry at this person. I said, you have to really go to the mirror and look into that mirror and see yourself. If you want to be angry at somebody, then you're going to look at yourself because you created the situation that you are involved in at the very moment. You created it, nobody else. We have a phrase that the realm of beings has given us, and that is create, support, support, create. I'll say it again. Create, support, support, create. You know, so I think when we come back on the from the first break, that we're being notified that we're getting ready to go into that. So we'll be leaving you for a little, just a little bit. We're going to come back and talk about what does create, support, support, create mean? And how does that work with you producing your reality and limiting the focus on your life? So ladies, does anybody want to say anything to lead us out of here?
You have been listening to the Dr. Pat Show with special guests, shifting impressions, conversations with the realm of beings. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. And we are here filling in for Dr. Pat. My name is Yvonne. I'm here with Lee and Greta and the Realm of Beings. And we do a regular podcast on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. And we're live on Fridays, but if you can't make one, you know, those times, certainly listen to our replays, our podcasts on all the platforms. So yeah, welcome back. And as usual, time seems to be just flying through. We're already in segment two. And every week we kind of break down and contemplate a quote that has been gifted to us from the Realm of Beings, channeled through Greta. And this segment or this session, we're talking about the quotation, "Release and live your life to the fullest. There is no limitation unless you create to be limiting." So we have really just scratched the surface. There's so much more about creation of reality to talk about, to dive deeper. So if this kind of piqued your interest and you're curious, please do take a moment and listen to our previous recorded podcasts, as well as sign up for live shows. So right before break, Greta was talking about some of the, I would say, the tools or the what we use in our teachings to, you know, go deeper and have a deeper understanding about the creation of reality. And the Realm of Beings has at some point shared the concept of create, support, create. I'll let Greta take it away, but it's basically that we are in a constant process of creating and our reality, whatever that is, because of the lessons we chose to learn on this earth plane. But the people that we bring into our lives, our physical environment, we create that, and they're part of that, part of the, you know, if you want to balance the equation, is to support us. And at the same time, simultaneously, they're creating their reality and we're supporting them in that. So Greta, I think that's just a really simplified version of what we, you know, what we teach, what we talk about on the podcast. So welcome to take it away and add in there, Lee, both of you. So
I'm going to, at the break we were talking, and Lee had something that she wanted to say about that. So I'm just going to turn it over to her, if you don't mind.
Thank you. Sure. Before we get into create support, I just wanted to make mention in what I was stating earlier about not looking outside of yourself and blaming another to look internally. What I request is that we be gentle with our internal looking. It's not about blaming ourselves either. It's not about blaming the other, and it's not about blaming you. It's just sort of a more reflection action to sort of investigate and inquire as to what's going on with yourself and why you might have created this outer circumstance. But the most important thing we all have to do is just be gentle with what we see there, because that's so important, because many of us have anger challenges and anxiety and all of this. Asking to look within isn't with a sharp knife. It's more just to look with like tenderness and care to see what's happening within you. That's all I'm saying. Not to blame yourself. I just wanted to clarify that before we got into other things.
Thank you, Lee. And I want to just expand on what you just said a little bit. because I don't want people to go away with the idea that the support is always from another person. It can be from an animal, it can be from an event, that anything is possible to support you in something. I once told the story about I was going down the ramp that I had built for my mother when she was staying with me, and I was on my way to work, and I got to the ramp itself, and before I knew it, I was flying up in the air and came down on my butt and my back. And I said, oh, my goodness. I think it was my back, because I remember I was looking up and I was looking at the sky. And I remember thinking, okay, Greta, why did you do this? And I wanted to deal with the why, because I did not want to fall again. Because I know if I didn't deal with that why, man, I could go around the corner and fall somewhere. So I laid there and I said, well, the sky is beautiful. Did I fall? Did I fall because I wanted to see how beautiful the sky was and to recognize that? I said, I don't think so. Because accidents, and that was an accident, is a sign of anger. So even if you cut your finger, if you stub your toe, you walk into the wall, you drop a glass, you drop your pencil, all those are accidents. That means somewhere inside your unconscious, you're angry. So I just looked at it, and then I tried to stand up and I slid back because it was ice all down the ramp. So I decided that I would scoot on my butt all the way down to the end of the ramp. Needless to say, my butt was very cold and cool by the time I got down to the bottom of it. But then I asked in a class that I was saying, I asked the class, what was giving me the support? Because when you have, when you create something, there's always something there to support you. So I said, what was there? What was supporting me? See, this is an example of, it doesn't always have to be a person. So one of the people, they said, well, the ramp. I said, no, it's not the ramp. Because the ramp has been there for years. And I've never fallen on my butt backwards on the ramp. So then I said, so something else supported me in that experience that I, quote unquote, chose to experience. I created that reality. Nobody got it. I said, the ice. The ice was my support. It was what helped me. You know, my unconscious was saying, okay, Greta's holding on to anger. We've got to support her and let her know that. And so there it was. The black ice was there. I didn't see it. And boom, up I went, flat on my butt and my back. So then, of course, I was on my way to work. So I got down to the end. And of course, I got in my car and drove off. But I was still dealing with why I was angry. Because I didn't want to, you know, fall down, especially it was wintertime. I didn't want to slide on anybody else's ice. Mm-hmm. No. So that is an example of create support, but support with another entity. Another entity, which was the black ice. And then we have situations where we choose other things, or we choose people to support us. Yeah. Like, let's say, ooh, I'm coming up to a birthday. I want a birthday party. I want to celebrate my age. So you put it out there. You say, I want a birthday party. So you're creating that. So when you send that energy out, and the energy says, ooh, John Jones wants to have a birthday party to celebrate that he made 80 years old. So here comes the support group. Here comes the family. Here comes the grandchildren, the children, the grandnephews, and everybody come together, and they all get together and say, hey, let's give Papa a birthday party. So that's another create and support situation. You see, all create and support doesn't have to be filled with angst. It can be something that's joyful. Mm-hmm. Being pregnant, even with all of its challenges, which we do create ourselves, because remember we said we create everything. There's never a moment that we are not creating reality. That's what we want you to know. Everything, everything, everything. But you bring things, you bring people, places, events to you to support you where you are at. And that's at the unconscious level. Conscious, you're aware of everything that's going on. You see, if you cut your finger, you're going to look at, oh, I did a paper cut. Why did I cut my finger? You're going to think it was an accident. Well, of course it was an accident, but it also has a purpose attached to it because it's showing you something. Everything has purpose as well. And when you can learn that, there are books out there. You heard Yvonne mention mental equivalencies. And then I'm going to turn it over to Yvonne or Leanne. You're going to look at that. There's another accident. Why did I cut my finger? What finger did I cut? That type of thing. Everything means something. Everything means something. So you want to start to learn. Ask yourself, why did I do that? Why did I create that? What was the purpose of that creation of reality in the lessons that I have already chosen to learn? Yeah. All right, ladies, I'm going to turn it over to you.
A good one. Oh, go ahead, Lee.
Go ahead. No. Well, I just wanted to know if we could get to the sort of end of the quote a little bit in this, you know, what does it mean to create to be limiting? You know, is that part of this support, create? And if you're creating things that are maybe unwanted, those are your limits in the last 3 minutes?
Anger is a limitation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a limitation. It's teaching you something, but it's also a limitation. Because, you know, my mother used to tell me, even when I was a little girl, before I even started doing this facilitation work and working with energy and stuff, she used to always tell me, she says, anger is useless, really, because the anger never reaches the person that you are angry with. She used to tell me it always stays with you.
It never heals, ever, ever. That's the one quote that sticks in my mind. Anger never heals. So when you're in that energy, you're in a place where you will not be able to look, you know, you'll be distracted in really doing the work and looking at what's inside, what needs attention. Well, I don't know. I have a personal experience or an example that kind of ties this all together and is something that I've created that I'm experiencing right now. And I can look at the situation, but go back and realize that it's a loop that I've been in for a good 58 years. And it has to do with my health and my weight. And I think pandemic, the experience of the pandemic and the, you know, like the just reflecting upon where, you know, where I am after that, I'm 30 pounds greater than I was before the pandemic. But recently, I've reflected on that part of my life and thinking, what are the lessons in this? And it brought me way back to my childhood and to realize that I was born into a family. My father was obese. My aunt was obese. My uncle was obese. So this situation, it was surrounding me. When you, Greta, you talked earlier about history and cultural framework and family situations. Well, I was born and raised in a family that I didn't know any better. We didn't really talk about good food or good health exercise. Fast forward, the weight that I've been carrying, the physical pounds, have been limiting my activity. I've felt out of breath. You know, when I go into my garden, I can't bend over, things that I used to be able to do easily. So I have been taking a pause and realizing, oh, what can I do? So here come these synchronicities into my life because I've been opening up and being more aware of this challenge that I'm experiencing. So I go to a nutritionist and she's helping me a little bit more in the physical path with supplements and, you know, proper diet. And then a book dropped into my hands when I was there. It's similar to The Course of Miracles, but it's called A Course in Weight Loss. And basically it's a lot of coming to terms with emotions and energies that may have in some way built a wall, like a brick wall of extra weight around my being. And so, you know, I've been sitting with these concepts of separation and shame and unforgiveness and judgment and exhaustion and stress. And I have a whole list of them that I've been working on every day, a little bit here and there. And I sit and I kind of reflect upon what is it that's kind of my experience with these energies. And then when I'm done writing all about it or kind of releasing it through a technique that we also talk about in the podcast, I am grateful for the lesson and move a little bit fast forward. What else has come up is I've reestablished my yoga practice, which I haven't done yoga in 3 years. So I'm creating more ways to love myself. And I think that's all good. So that's all I wanted to share. I know we're probably going to be going to the break soon, but the sankalpa on the mat this morning for me was, it's a kind of like a focus that you dedicate your practice to when you're practicing. And it was abundant prosperity. So I think we'll save that for one of our own podcasts. We don't have quite enough time to talk about that. But creating abundant prosperity in our lives, like how can we do that? So ladies, I took us on a little tangent, but I think a lot of people do struggle. They have challenges with their weight, especially now with the pandemic. People joking about it, I got the pandemic 20 or the pandemic 30. But, you know, again, I'm not going to, like you said, Lee, don't be too harsh on yourself. In my previous experiences, I would beat myself up. I would go on these crash detoxes for 21 days and limit the amount of food I was eating. And it made me feel worse about myself in some ways. I did drop the weight, but it was only a temporary kind of a thing. So, I guess that's all.
Well, thank you for sharing. I'm sure our listeners appreciated that. We appreciate it. Opening your heart about what's going on with you. We are coming to our next break and we're a little bit over. So you've been listening to the Dr. Pat Show and we are shifting impressions, conversations with the realm of beings. We'll be right back.
Have
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit brettbevel.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hoffberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now, every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By with Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. We've reached the point in our podcast where we ask the Realm of Beings to weigh in on the quotation today. So, Realm, are you with us?
Yes.
We've been discussing release and live your life to the fullest. There is no limitation unless you create to be limiting. What do you have to say about that for our listeners today?
That limitation is set up because you don't love yourselves. Some people think that that is so unnecessary. It doesn't mean anything, but it really does. Because when you love yourselves, you're going to be creating energy that wants to support you. There's that word again, support you in caring for yourself. If you're always confronted with challenge upon challenge, and you go deep and deeper into depression, anxiety, etc., it means, point blank, you don't love yourself unconditionally. Notice that word I put there, unconditionally. if I say, oh, I love myself. Well, that means I love myself today. Next week, I might not love myself. So it changes with the wind. But when you say, I love myself unconditionally, then you're getting a little bit deeper and you're saying, it's okay if I did this. It's okay if I created this to happen to me. I'm not going to beat up on myself, but I'm going to change my outlook. I'm going to change my thoughts. When I change my thoughts, then I can change the emotions that support the thoughts. Emotions support your thoughts. Emotions support your thoughts. The more emotion you put toward your state of limitation, the more limitation you will experience. The more you put unconditional love into that picture, the less limitation you will experience. So that is why loving self unconditionally is so important. Because you love yourself unconditionally, it's also saying that I'm going to be supported in that. Things, people, events will come to me out of my internal love of self. Love of self is not an external adventure. Love of self is an internal exploration of your true divinity. Most don't think of themselves as being divine beings, but you are. You are very much so divine. So love the divinity that is deep inside your beingness. Revel in the joy of being a divine being. And love yourself. Love yourselves more than you love others. A wife needs to love herself more than she loves her husband. The husband needs to love himself more than he loves his wife. When that happens, guess what? Each one will support each other with love, trust, peace. Yes. And honor the person to be able to create the reality that they wish to create. Many people try to change somebody. Let me change you. You're not fitting with the way I would like you to be. So let me change you. You follow this. Do this. This is the way for your redemption in reference to me. Tisk, tisk, tisk. You cannot ever control anybody. You can't control your children. You can't control your boss. And guess what? Your boss can't control you either. People say, I got fired. No, you didn't get fired. You didn't get fired. You fired yourself. You think somebody else fired you. No, 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 no. Everything, as it was stated in this podcast today, everything you create, you create your own reality. And guess what? Everything in infinity, I don't care what it is, creates its own reality. Everything, everything that is created creates its own reality and has unconscious and consciousness. Even a bug, even a tree, even a cat, even a dog. Some of you are getting into extraterrestrial beings. Well, those what you call extraterrestrial beings also create their reality. This is the way of the land. This is the way of the plan. Create, support, support, create. I don't care what species you are. Some right. people think that because I am a thought being without a corporal body, we said it once before in one of the podcasts, we said that we as the realm of beings also create our realities as well, some of which we might wish we hadn't, but that's just the lay of the land, folks. That's the lay of the land. But note, change that which you don't want. Lee, I think you were going to say something.
Well, we're getting into our final minutes of this show today, but I just wanted to ask if you can quickly address, is it enough to just say I am loving myself unconditionally? Is that a first step?
You can say it. But you want to practice it. It's maybe the first step to say, I love myself unconditionally. But then you go out and you have a doggone car accident.
Well, how do you go a step further? What is practice?
You have to, we tell people, I know Greta does, she tells people, go out there and do something great for yourself. Show yourself that you love yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to bring you roses. Go to the store and buy your own roses.
Okay.
Don't wait for somebody to bring you a scarf. Go out and buy your own scarf. This is me. I look great in my scarf. I look great in my tie. I look great in my suit.
Realm.
Treat yourself. Treat yourselves to love.
Treat yourselves to love. And that is where we will be wrapping it up today on another episode of Dr. Pat Talk Radio, Radio to Thrive By. Thank you for listening. We are shifting impressions, conversations with the realm of beings until we create each other again. Thank you.